Last night in Baltimore City Hall, Danielle McRae was chosen to fill a vacant city council seat in the 2nd District. McRae was an aide to Brandon Scott, who had represented the 2nd District until earlier this month. WYPR's Emily Sullivan was there and is on the line now. Emily, tell us how this whole game of city council musical chairs came about.
Well, the need to replace some leadership all started when former Mayor Catherine Pugh resigned. Jack Young, the former city council president, automatically became mayor then. And the former 2nd District Council member, Brandon Scott, was then elected by his peers to fill Young's office. So with Scott out, his old seat was open for the taking.
And in Baltimore, taking that seat doesn't require any sort of special election, like we're seeing in Annapolis, where Ward 6 residents will soon vote to fill a vacant city council seat there. No vote necessary in Baltimore.
That's right. Nobody went to the polls. City Charter says a vacancy committee has to fill an open city council seat when it's not election season. It also says that two neighboring council members have to help lead that committee. So Shannon Sneed from the 13th District chaired it, and Zeke Cohen from the 1st District is also on it. The other members of the vacancy committee were community leaders from neighborhood associations and some other groups. The charter also says that the committee doesn't just automatically elect this new council person. Danielle McRae is going to have to be confirmed by the city council before it's official.
But the committee has chosen McRae for the seat. How did the process work?
So last night, the committee held a public hearing to officially interview all the candidates. 22 people applied to fill the empty seat. Those people sent in an official application once that seat was open. And all in all, 14 people actually stood up and spoke and were formally interviewed. There was a huge variety of people. There are teachers, artists, and then people like McRae who were already familiar faces in city politics.
Tell us a little bit about McRae.
So she was pretty well known to people on the committee, and she was considered one of the lead contenders for the role. It's not really a surprise that she was chosen by this committee. She had worked in Brandon Scott's 2nd District office for 5 years. She did policy. And she is also the younger sister of State Senator Cory McRae, who represents Baltimore. During her interview, she spoke a lot about her family and how they've been involved in Baltimore communities for generations, how her mom inspired her to get active in public service. One story she told that you could tell resonated with the council was how she got her start handing out flyers for community meetings as a kid.
What do we know about her policy positions?
So she, like every other candidate, was asked to run through a list of 5 broad questions. She detailed her vision for the 2nd District, which includes stronger schools and stronger local economy and better services and jobs. She said her top 2 priorities were public safety and restoring faith in local government after everything that's happened the last few months with former Mayor Catherine Pugh, Healthy Holly scandal. She's vehemently against mandatory minimums, saying she does not support them whatsoever. And finally, she said her budget priorities lie with education and programs for seniors. And out of everyone who was interviewed for the position, McRae was the only candidate to specifically mention how the preliminary 2020 budget fits with her vision for the 2nd District and what she would do differently.
And as you mentioned, McRae is not technically on the council yet. She still needs a vote of approval there.
That's right. All in all, McRae got 9 out of the 11 votes that were cast from the vacancy committee, and she declined to speak with me on record because the process is technically ongoing. The soonest the council can confirm her is at their June 11th meeting, so we have, you know, a couple of days to go at least.
But that confirmation is expected.
Definitely.
Emily Sullivan covers City Hall for WYPR. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.